At California Psychics, we know that sometimes you can wake up thinking,
ugh, I don't know if I'm in the right career. Ew. Or the right relationship.
But whatever your life dilemma, at California Psychics, we'll give you the guidance you need to feel certain about your life choices. And because we only connect you with the very best, we guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. California Psychics. Call 1-800-PREDICT today and get 20 minutes for just $20.
The Slacker Show.
Afternoons on Alice 105.9.
I just found out that Erica and her fiancé are getting a divorce. No,
well, we're not married yet and we're not.
So they're just going to get married and then my attorney is going to like come walking in and go like, can I start the...
It's a two-for-one deal.
Yes, it's a...
What are you talking about?
Because you just said, okay, so I set her up. There's a dad who's kind of going viral and is in trouble. They were up on kind of a little bit of a cliff. I don't know how high up it was. He and his 7-year-old son. And like they were going to jump into the water below. And the son seemed to have some trepidation about it.
No kidding.
So the dad...
chucked him.
Picked him up and threw him.
No. Because I've been up on cliffs before, not wanting to do it and felt forced to do it. I live to tell the story. But.
And don't you feel badass that you did it now?
No. I go, I'm good.
Would you give it to me if I was right, though? I don't think you'd tell me if I was right. That, like, having done it, you're like, even if you got bullied into it, you're like, I've done that now. No?
I remember coming up and going, I'm not going back up there. That was no good for me.
How did you learn to swim?
Ask my parents. I was very young. Okay.
I've just seen parents do this lessons to their kids, and I've seen, this is where I got her to divorce her fiance. I've seen dog owners do it to their dogs. Your dog's afraid. Like, I had a dog, Mojo, who was a black lab mix, but like had webbed paws, wouldn't get in the water. People told me to throw him in the water. I didn't do it.
Maybe he knew he couldn't swim.
Of course he can swim.
Yeah, they would just kick
him.
He's
a dog. They know how to swim.
I don't know. Do they?
Yeah.
Most dogs do, but there are some that are just not.
French lab knows how to swim.
Will sink. French bulldogs will sink. They're just not made for it.
Really?
Yes. My mom has two of them.
So I asked Erica, once you guys get married and you have children, if your fiance, then husband, threw one of your kids or your dog into the water, you would?
I said divorce him, but are we talking off a cliff?
Just
I'm
off
trying
a pier
to find how big the cliff was. Oh, it was okay. Lake Powell.
Mm-hmm. Oh. 20-30 feet.
Yeah, probably quite big. Yeah, let them get in the water themselves. Now,
let them
toss into a pool where they can easily get out. And it's not
into the deep end of the pool?
Probably not.
You're not supposed to dive in the shallow
end. In the shallow end. They'll hurt their legs. They'll like, yeah.
Also, do you really
think? Yeah, that's like 20, 30 feet.
Yeah.
Oh my, no, no.
That's cake. 20 feet is cake. You're hitting water.
And it can still
and
hurt.
Those are some
do you want to know a little story?
Waves.
Okay, yeah.
A friend of mine in college.
Boy, here we go.
This is highly, I'm going to have to censor myself. A friend of mine in college went cliff diving. There was a cliff diving or cliff jumping spot kind of near our school. She didn't come home that night. No. She was my roommate.
What?
She's fine.
Oh my God. You don't get, wow. Like, what are you doing?
Oh my God.
Who tells a story like that?
She was in the hospital because you know what? If you don't jump right and you don't close your legs enough, guess what happens? Oh,
full on like seawater enema.
Worse.
She tear?
Yes.
So, no!
I can't believe I'm telling this story right now. Yeah. So I wouldn't just chuck someone into the water off a cliff.
What's a boy?
Imagine how bad that would hurt.
It wouldn't happen. Oh God, I can't.
I don't. There's definitely, you have to give them a little push. Like, I've done it definitely in lesser extent when Leo's trying to like get a Band-Aid off and he's like, it hurts. And I'm like, let me just look at rip.
Yeah.
Done.
Okay. That's not pushing your child off a cliff.
Yes, it is. It's exactly the same thing.
It's the same energy of like, you got to just, you
has he lost
and
teeth
now we're
yet?
Done. No, not yet.
I'm going to hook you up.
You're going to do the door thing.
No, it's not the door. Like, you have, there's 20 different things you have to do. I remember Noah, like, he would just let the teeth rot in his mouth and they'd be hanging on by one little thing. And you're like, and I'm like, Noah, there's blood on your tooth. And he's like, I'm like, I'm not going to pull your tooth. Just let me wipe the blood off.
Yeah. Oh,
and so I grab a Kleenex and just walk up and go, and just like, you have to do it. Like,
over before they even know it. And then they go,
and then he's like, did you get the blood? I'm like, yeah, I have the tooth. Like, you, people, you're not from, I'm not from a lake place either, but like the people who live in Wisconsin or all the places with lakes, it's a rite of passage. Like, you go out to the pier and then it's like, what are you, five?
Okay,
you
that's,
hurl the
that's
child.
The pier. The water's right there.
Yeah.
I don't, even that. It's like the kid's like, I don't want to jump in. It's like, okay, you don't have to.
Sometimes I don't want to jump in off a pier either.
But you have to. Would you be mad at me if I threw you in? You're already mad at me. It doesn't matter. But like,
I mean, like, off a cliff, yeah.
Take the cliff out of it. We're talking about your little.
That the cliff is the problem part.
Yeah.
I agree.
I'm with Aaron.
He faced his fears, and now the kid's fine.
He didn't face them. He was forced.
Yeah.
To face them.
Yes. That in the end.
And what if he had gotten hurt?
Okay. Will you and your cute little Swanson dog meet me at Chatfield Reservoir this?
No, a man just died there.
Did somebody throw him in?
No, the waves were
Let's
too big.
Let's just stop.
The Slacker Show. Alice. 105.9.